but she works in one of the top school systems in the world. And that is my answer. Right there. What Johnny just said is very true. Teachers are paid quite well. However, some of the teachers are very poor in education. It became a popular pursuit to become a teacher. The market was flooded with teachers, and in turn, the demand for teachers was decreased. The pay scale dropped, all the good ones dropped down. What are you left with?
Left with people who aren't teaching our children the way they should be.
There are always the exceptions to the rules.
So now more than ever, self-education should be the goal of everyone.
Correct. There is a gentleman that I am aware of through various sources who was taught at home. The gentleman is about 80. He is a computer, you might say, whiz kid. He is very literate. His education has been finished off in a public school, whereas he is looked upon as being very, very smart. That he is no smarter than anybody else, it is just that he has been educated.
Well, isn't there a dramatic increase in people educating their children at home?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, I do believe that's true. Because we do have the technology nowadays where you can do it, but you've got to be a good conscientious parent
and
do that.
And to push them to do their work. It is a long time since I have been a parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do we get from all this then?
You get from all this that education is very important. The people that are out there are not very literate. They do not have a very strong linguistic ability of even their own language.
Mm-hmm.
You could think of yourselves as being very lucky to be well-educated. I am not fully versed on the young lady's area of education from her area, but I assume that it is of a high standard as she is quite eloquent when she has spoken.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, last questions, please.
Yeah, can I ask one?
Definitely.
Are you familiar with Australia's budget at all?
No, I'm not familiar with it, but I can ask one of my analysts who is impersonating one of those things that go up and down. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, so I can ask you the question?
Okay, ask me the question. There may be a delay.
Okay, in Australia, our unemployed, we get Social Security. Unemployment benefits, and we get that on a fortnightly basis, and we can be on that for as long as we want until we find a job, whereas America is only on it for 26 weeks. There's people in Australia that I know, one in particular, who's been on it for 15 years. Now they're thinking what they've done, they've every employer, it is compulsory for the employer to give their employee superannuation, which is 3% out of their wages, into a super fund. So when they retire, then they've got that money to live on. Now, that is all, it's all come about so that they can cut out Social Security and unemployment benefits. Now, Australia gives a lot of money, you know, that one of their highest revenue brackets,
mm-hmm.
not revenue, expense brackets, right? So the government is going to be a lot better off, but what can you see what's going to happen to the people that...
They are going to become very unhappy, the people that are on Social Security, because they will have it taken away. So therefore, those people will be forced to do some work. Instead of expecting a handout from their government, they will have to go out and work, or they will starve.
But the jobs aren't there.
They are there if they are prepared to look. I'm sure that people, are capable of being entrepreneurial, being capable of finding other ways of making money. People do not like to do jobs that they perceive as below themselves. For example, you have, you don't have a problem with litter in your country, do you?
Sorry?
Do you have a problem with litter in your country?
Not really.
What about the roads?
We have organisations that clean up the beach about 3 times a year.
Why not have a group of individuals that are paid to do that? Or what about your roads in the interior of your country? They're very poorly paid.
Why? Because, for instance, cleaning up the beaches, we have organisations like Surfrider Foundation that do that. They get together, like, for instance, the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one branch on the Gold Coast, and all their members get together and clean up the beaches. And they do it for nothing, because for the love of their beaches.
Of course.
But what I'm concerned about is we don't have a problem of, of people living on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. We do have people like that, but not like America. Like, very few and far between that you see a person that is down and out living on a park bench. And that's how I feel that people on unemployment benefits are going to turn out.
It is a matter of being able to support them or not. If a government is prosperous and the nation is prosperous, then yes, they can support them. However, if a government or a country goes into stagnation, then they can no longer support them. So, concerning the individuals that are not willing to achieve anything, it is their experience. If they wish to live the way that they live, then that is their choice. But what they learn from that is up to them. If they can turn around and be productive individuals, even if they're being paid under the table, then that is good for them. Maybe they can go on and open up their own business. Maybe open up a surf shop.
But the government's not helping by bringing immigrants into the country.
I refer you to a statement that was made a little while ago. French. Now you have me doing it. Correct.
Yes.
Australia for the Australians. Maybe you're the right person with your eloquent speech to start things happening. Maybe just by talking to your friends, it will start to happen. Maybe you can get a roots movement going. Grassroots movement going, so that you can get individuals together to pester their representatives and their senators to do some action.
I find that the government are stubborn. They don't listen to anyone else except themselves. And they don't think of the consequences of the future ahead. They look at it and they think, right, yeah, that's expense for our government, yet they don't think of,
What is the legal age in your country to become a member of your governmental body as a representative or senator?
We don't have senators. Prime ministers.
You have a British type system.
Yeah.
That would be members of parliament?
Yes.
How old do you have to be?
Ministers.
How old do you have to be one?
Well, I'm not too sure of that, but to have any say in government, you've got to be 18 years old.
Well, there is your answer. Grab it by the horns and hop on for the ride of your life. It will never be dull. But remember, to your own self, be true.
Okay.
You want to make things happen. Take the bull by the horns. Do it. You are eloquent enough. You're educated enough. You have the ability with your voice control to do so. Take it by the horns.
Well, like communicating, because I'm better at communicating through writing.
Whatever way, do it. A newspaper.
I get all tongue-tied sometimes.
You will overcome that. It comes with maturity on being lacking in tongue-tied. Even myself, I get tongue-tied from time to time. I am sure that Russ gets tongue-tied from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you practice, the more you communicate, the less it becomes. So what I'm saying is, become a member of your country's government. Get involved. Okay. Make things happen. Become a member of parliament. Who knows? You could be the first prime minister of your country of the female orientation. Wouldn't that be a cap in your feather?
Yeah. I mean, a feather in the cap.
It is your language, not mine.
Okay.
It is one of many that I speak. Okay. I must depart.
Farewell, Amon.
Live long and prosper. I believe you are into that entertainment mode.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. See you later, bud.
See you later, Johnny. See you later, Nicole.
I'm a.
See you later, Russ.
I am.
One to beam up. Okay, next person. We've got to hustle.
Okay, well.
Yes, she was up and down like a pogo stick, wasn't she?
Maybe it's just her excitement. Yeah. Just probably having a good time.
Yes, I think she was having a good time.
Hi, Carl.
Greetings.
This is Nicole.
Greetings, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Cara. How's things?
Hello, Johnny. I am functioning fine, and you?
Quite well.
Mm. I'm glad to see that you're cutting down on your nicotine intake.
Trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Working at it.
And how about your alcohol intake?
Oh, I've cut down on that dramatically.
That's good. That's good. You're starting to look a little bit more colourful in your cheeks.
Yeah, I feel better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let us get down to business.
Nicole's got a question for you.
Yeah, I'm going to speak to you. Are you aware of my sister, my younger sister?
Younger sister? No, I do not have any knowledge on that.
Oh, my younger sister from Vistar Unit.
Ah, yes. And presumably she has broken a part of her anatomy.
Yes, she's broken a fair bit, actually. But she's okay now. Her second and third vertebrae and fourth are wired together. And
would that be the lower vertebrae in the C area?
Yes.
Okay.
But
she has pain when she lies down, I assume.
She, no, not so much lying down, holding her head straight. Like she, when her head's wet and she puts a towel on her head, she finds it really hard to keep her head upright.
It sounds to me that she needs to work on strengthening her neck muscles. I believe they have in your part of the world, if Tia would sit down and stop bouncing around and talk straight, they have a very good medical system. I suggest strongly that she asks about strengthening her neck muscles and her back muscles. You're okay there? You seem to be a little bit of discomfiture.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am.
What is hurting on you?
Why?
No, what?
What is hurting on me or her?
No, on you.
On me?
Yes, you're having a little bit of discomfort sitting there.
I have a sore left shoulder blade.
Shall we, Russ?
Talk to Kiri.
Kira's saying no. She's not wanting to play at the moment. Okay. However, Russ will help you. What Russ will do is he will give you a shoulder rub just on that point. And that will loosen up the muscles. And he will have my assistance that I will point him in the right direction. Is that acceptable with you?
Yeah, that's fine. I just really want to
ask about your sister.
Yeah.
Okay, now back to your sister. What she needs definitely to do is, first of all, not put towels on her head. That's a simple solution. Tell you what, light your lighter. Can you make it?
I like Mark's lighter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, put your finger in the flame until I tell you to stop.
Which part?
The tip of your finger.
Which part of the flame?
The top. Okay, why didn't you do it?
Because it hurt.
That is
too hot.
Mm-hmm. That is the answer to your sister's problem with the tan. Don't do it because it hurts. But on a more serious note, I'm trying to make you laugh.
I find it very hard to laugh because I was there when she...
When it happened.
When it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's fine now. Her leg is fine. She's fine. Apart from she has difficulty with her neck. What she needs to do is strengthen those muscles. Is there much scar tissue there?
Only where they cut open and operated on. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the x-rays of the bones with the wire and everything?
No.
I'd like a description on that. That would help me tremendously. Okay, what she needs to do is she needs to go and see a doctor and get some exercises to strengthen her neck muscles. They may have her do a little bit of weight training for keeping her neck straight. What she could also possibly do is wear a collar that is stiff, a stiff collar. But that's only a temporary measure. Or she could do that when she's walking around the house with the towel on her head.
A neck brace is what you're referring to?
Yes.
She's worn that before, a neck brace and a body brace.
Mm-hmm.
She can't wait to get it off.
Yes, it is very uncomfortable. There is something that once she starts to get the strength back in her neck, it will get better quicker. So what she needs to do is see one of your doctors to get a regime of a physiotherapist would be the best bet, would be to get some exercises to strengthen her neck. But yes, that is exactly what she should do, is see a physiotherapist about strengthening her neck muscles.
Nicole, has she had an MRI done on her?
Yeah.
Magnetic resonance
imaging.
That's where they put her in this big tube-like thing. And they take a magnetic resonance and get a three-dimensional portrait of what the whole
it's very expensive, but it might.
Does Australia have that?
Oh, yeah.
Another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a little bit embarrassing, but I have a lot of hang-ups.
Yeah. Okay.
About the accident.
Mm-hmm.
I had nightmares for
that is perfectly normal.
And I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, when it first happened.
I still have nightmares.
But I still have really, really pains in my
when you think about
in my heart when I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. That's perfectly normal and natural. I still have nightmares about an incident that happened in my 30s. I was a field medic attached to a platoon defending a colony, and my husband at the time got himself killed, and I took a blast with a laser right through the arm. I still have stress fractures there, and I still have nightmares about it from time to time. That's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to worry about. If you had no feelings about it or no emotions about it at all, then I would worry. But because you have feelings of guilt and remorse, that's just perfectly acceptable. That is perfectly normal. As I said, if you didn't have any of those feelings, then I might worry a little bit. So it is nothing to be afraid of. And don't crucify yourself about it. It's in the past. That she will always be your sister.
Yeah, I love her dearly. I've told her now on the phone that I do love her very much.
Mm-hmm. My experience in dealing with earthlings is that you can be a very loving group, and those that you love dearest, you hurt the most.
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty about that. Just learn from it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I've got to have a little chat with Tia when she gets off the computer. Gets off of the switch over. Okay. See you guys later.
Bye. All right. Bye, Cara. Thanks.
Okay. Let me put on the last person, the exhibitionist, the one that wants a cup of tea, the one that wants to take a car for donuts. We can't have that.
No, I'm afraid not. They're the only closest donut shop open to the wine.
I don't think it's the edible type that she's on a bit.
I had a feeling.
Donuts around the parking lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where's Mark's key?
Thank you.
Yo, I'm here.
I know you are, Kiri. This is Nicole.
Thank you.
This is El Crazy One.
Yo.
What do you know?
I'm Kiri. I'm a coercer. I'm also an engineer. What else do I do? I like to party.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, because none of these guys will party with me.
Well, if we get you up here, we'll get you partying. We have a great little bar. It's called the Corner Bar. It is the hots. It is the best place to be. They've got great wine. They've got great beer. Got some great flowers you can chow down on too.
Great what, sorry?
Flowers.
They
non-addictive.
They eat flowers, psychedelic flowers.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. They're cool. They're the best. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, besides you being 6'1" and mischievous at best, you're a troublemaker.
I am.
Yeah. What's your hair like?
Come here.
No way.
Well, at the moment, I have it cut into a short military bob.
Okay.
Congratulations, by the way, darling.
One for me.
You're on the team.
Yes. I'm competing. I'm racing.
Oh, on the ski team?
Mm-hmm.
You made it.
Made it.
Good deal.
Fifth place, but she's made it.
Yeah, I'll be in first place. Everybody's very happy and contented and awesome, and I'm ready to race. I have my ski suit made. I designed clothes too.
Cara and I will be watching it from the
mm-hmm. I designed all sorts of things. Ski suits. I get some real great design for ski suits. I also designed swimwear.
Do you want to design me a new swimsuit?
Yeah, sure. What sort of swimsuit?
Something that America or Australia hasn't got.
A two-piece? Designs you made for Bethany?
A two-piece?
Two-piece bikini, okay. Yeah. Something really flashy. How much skin do you want to show?
Parts that I don't have to
show. How much do you want to show? A lot of skin? A little skin?
Yeah, well, I usually.
That shouldn't be. Yeah. Okay. What are your favourite colours? Blue?
Yes.
And? And? You like green as well?
I like a pale green.
Yeah, pale green.
I like mauve as well.
What about a sandy brown? Okay, tell you what, next week, I want paper, crayons. Paper, crayons of assorted colours, preferably.
I have some coloured pens.
That will work. And somebody to draw a figure for me to draw a bikini on.
I'll have them ready for
it. Okay.
Cool.
In fact, make several figures so that I can do various designs. No, because I can. It can be adjusted once I give the descriptions. Now, what sort of lining do you like? Do you like a nice fine lining, or do you like
I like a
padded
quality.
A good padded,
very good quality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like anything flimsy or see-through.
No, see-through kind of takes away the imagination part.
Okay.
How about a shimmering blue?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Something that can look like light blue, but when you turn it to full light, it looks like a darker blue. Oh, I've got design developing right now. How about one that comes like a halter top, right? That comes down with a stripe, one piece that comes down and kind of wraps around. Okay, I can.
You can do both.
Yeah, I'll do both actually. In fact, I can do about four or five different types that I've got planned. Oh, that's a hot one.
Can you picture, like people from your planet? Can you picture things in our minds?
Sometimes.
So there's this big jacket, but I like it.
That's a nice one. Funny place to put a black widow though.
Spider.
Oh, right. On the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, their design.
Yeah, that's their logo, I take it. Hey, you could start your own swimwear line.
Yeah, but you have to design it, and I'll come up with the capital and the marketing.
Okay, I design them, you market them. Yeah.
Because you know what, that could be real, because where I come from, like the Gold mm-hmm. Coast, that could be a big money maker.
Oh, yeah.
You get summer almost all the year.
How many cases of wine should each one go for?
Right.
Australian wine.
She was asking how many cases of wine should each suit sell for.
She trades.
Oh, you're
through.
Saying,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I barter.
They barter.
Yeah, but she can't send it to you, so.
You'd have to come to my country.
Hey, I would fit right in being 6'1" and blondish. But I can get my hair to change colours as quickly as you can change the colour of your fingernails. I just pop a tablet, my hair changes colour in about 3 hours.
Can I ask something? Mm-hmm. Can you guys bring any something from your planet down through Mark? Mm-hmm.
Mark doesn't have the manifestation ability to bring something through.
Oh.
The only things that he normally brings back with him are cuts, nicks and scratches.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of his wives?
Yeah. And Tia's the other one. Mm-hmm. Tia is in hysterics here. She is having...
Did Tia tell you about that I had to get on my knees? That I had to get on my knees to speak to her?
She's...
She didn't like that. She pokes her tongue out at me.
She pokes her tongue out at everybody that she finds funny and amusing. But, Now, back to swimwear. Okay. I can do 3 different distinct types. Do you have a stiffish fabric that this particular design I have in mind is a little risque, right? It has no straps whatsoever. It just relies totally on the stiffness of the material. Well, actually up here, it relies on...
Can you send me some of that in the mail?
I wish I could.
Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of... A little bit like a plastic type material, it breathes and everything, but it can be rigid and
luck on gravity
and PK. But I was thinking that you might have a material that was a little bit more rigid that would maintain that shape.
Plastic.
No, plastic would be uncomfortable. That would work. Because this particular design I have is a little risque.
All right, so let's show kind of let's have a swimwear company.
Okay.
Yeah, you do the design,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll get them going in Australia.
Okay.
I know a lot of people in
swimwear. Mm-hmm. And we can mess around with the colours and everything, but the designs, some of them are pretty.
So you're a good designer.
Mm-hmm. Oh Jesus! Some of the stuff she's designed. Couldn't wear on Earth. That would get arrested.
Yeah,
yeah, you've got to be a little bit discreet.
Yes.
But like Gold Coast,
What are the standards there? Are they fairly liberal, or?
I can get topless on the Gold Coast.
Oh yeah, we go topless on any beach in the Gulf, on any beach in Australia.
Okay.
You can work with that.
Yeah, I can work with that quite easily.
Just one covered up front like that.
That might be actually quite popular, a design, an old design that we have on Sirius. It's kind of...
On one side covered up and not the other one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that one.
No, that'd be a bit odd. I mean, no.
Oh, you guys are concerned. You're concerned with suntans, aren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say that would really mess up your suntan.
It looks good on Hayden's face, though.
Like, yeah, it would be good for sort of like a swim.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm going to become rich.
Okay.
Well, don't forget where the mom said, though.
Responsibilities
on top of that too. After you become rich.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't.
You can use that as a key to get the money so that you can get into your governmental assembly.
Or just have the pull to write something that would get noticed.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get onto that as soon as I get home.
Mm-hmm.
I can do amazing.
Okay, so I'm going to sit, I'm going to take some spare time. I'm going to have to work on, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save a lot of money on CPAs.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was just thinking of what I've got to do over the next week.
Oh, we're going to start.
Now, are we going to have a channeling session 2 weeks from now when we have this party?
Maybe. Depends on how many people show up. Okay, I'm going to put it back on.
Okay. Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
See you next week, love.
See you, Carrie.
Okay, I'll be back, as Omol might say.
Congratulations on the ski team.
Oh, thank you. See you guys.
See ya.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm having fun.
How come you're so bouncy tonight?
I've had a lot of fun.